Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Kailin Perik Tesvav, Mishnah Beis. Aruvais shel nach toimim. What are aruvais? It's the boards that bakers bake on. See the batanura luchais and nach toimim, orchem aleim es alechem. They prepare the bread on these boards. They arrange the loaves, and from here it's set to go into the oven. Now they can become tame, tameyais. But what do you mean? It's wood and it has no toich, there's no container. You just told me it's a board. So it's a gzeres chachomim. Because somehow people view it as a keli. It gives the appearance of a keli. And there are certain pshute koyets, meaning even though they have no teich, there is no container. But here's the rule. If it serves a person and it serves the meshamshe adam. For example, a table serves the person, serves the plates you put on the table. Certain things only serve the person, let's say a ladder. Certain things only serve the keli, let's say a base you put a keli on. These boards, they serve the person and things that serve the person. A lot of different shittas over here as to when Chazal made this gzeira. See, the Batanura stresses the fact just that it has the image of a keli, even though it's flat. But there were times Chazal said, Enachanami, even though it's pshute kleyetz, it should still become tummy. However, only the baker's ones. Shabalabatim, these same boards that the Balabatim use, Tahiris at Tahiris. They're not Royal Kabbal Tumah. They don't have this Surah of the Keli. They're much smaller. It doesn't have the same appearance. Serkan Oichir Kaman. If this Balabas took his board and painted it, Serkan means with red paint. Oichir Kaman is a kind of a yellow dye. Then Timaeus. Because now they take a look like a Keli. Some explain that the chilek between the boards of the Balabatim and the boards of the bakers aren't so much what it looks like, but it's just that the baker boards are used only for this, to prepare the bread. The Balabatim have boards in the house, and sometimes they use it to prepare bread, and sometimes they use it to cut the eggs and onions for Shabbos Kodesh, and sometimes they use it as a shelf. It's used for different things. Therefore, at the point that he paints it and sets it aside, this is my bread preparing board. This is where the challah is going to be braided. It's an echanami. Then it becomes singled out for that purpose. And Chazal regards the tuma on this particular pshute klayetz as well. Vayter zok the mishnah dav shel nechtoim. And if we take a metal board that the bakers used, shekavoy bekaisel, a metal flat shelf that bakers use, but he connected it to the wall. What does he usually use this for? To knead his dough on. It's metal. As we said before, pshute klematris is mekabel tuma, and that's midin toida. That's just a drabana. But now that he attaches it to the wall, perhaps it has a din of something that's connected to karka, and it's not mekabel tuma. So here's a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer mitaher, the chacham mitamim. Rabbi Eliezer mitaher, you connected it to the wall. It's mekabel karka. It's not mekabel tuma. We learned that earlier. The chachamim say, if you first attach something to the wall and then turned it into a keli, it's part of the wall. But this was already a keli before you connected it to the wall. So just by connecting it to a wall, that doesn't change anything. Vayter zok mishnah seroid shel nachtoim. What's seroid? A wooden board. What does the baker do on this board? He slices the dough. The emes, we learned about this earlier. Perikhas mishnah again. We'll remember the word serida. Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin. Batanur reminds us the Targum on Bigdei Asrad is Yaslavushe Shimusha. It's a flat wooden board. The bakers use it. Tameh. Again, it falls into the category where the Chachamim were geyser on this particular Pshute Kleyetz. He's always using it to prepare the dough. It's very similar to a keli. Very similar to the baking boards at the beginning of the Mishnah. However, the Shabalabatim Tar, the ones the Balabatim use are Tar. They don't always use it for the dough. They can use it for different things, so it doesn't have that Shem Keli. Gipfai me arba rechaisa of Tame. We say Tame, we're talking about Tame min hatoira. Gipfai means he built a rim around it on all four sides. Now it's a Keli with a Teich. Where does the word Gipfai come from? A Targum in Parshas Vayetzi. Very interesting. The Batanura brings this. Kapitel Chavtes Pasig Yud Yem Lovich Ishmael Yalavan Es Shema Yaakov Ben Achaisei Vayaretz Lekrasai. He ran toward him. He embraced him. He didn't see any money with him. He said, maybe he has some money. Let me feel his pocket, so I'll make believe like I'm hugging him. Zuck the Targum. Urahat lekadmusei, Lavan ran toward Yaakov, v'gapeflei. Right? He, like, surrounded him at all sides to check out all his pockets. So our Mishnah, when our Mishnah uses the Lashon that he built a rim on all sides, we say, Gipfai me'arba rechaisav. In any event, by doing that, Tameh, because now it has a rim, it has a teich, even in a Torah. Nifratz, if it became broken, meruach achas. So now it's open on one of the four sides. So tar. Even though if you have a tray that's surrounded with a wall by three sides, you could put things inside in a certain way, but it's not called a base kibble unless it's surrounded on all four sides. Let me ask you something. We're talking about the Sroichel Balabatimir. What about the Sroichel Nachtoimim that has a wall on three sides? Well, that would be tummy anyway, because even if it doesn't have a teich, it's tummy, because it has its sort of a keli. At least most hold that way. You take a look in the Tveres Yisrael, he says maybe a swear, not that way. Reb Shimon says, even if there's no rim on all four sides with the Sroichel Balabatim, im hiskina, if this Balabas prepared it, he changed it in some way, he's officially using it now to slice dough on it, Tameh. So if he didn't make a rim, what did he prepare? Well, let's say he painted it. Same thing with Lagabi, the Aruba Shel Balabatim. Shimon says that whatever applies to the Aruba Shel Balabatim applies to the Sroichel Balabayas. The Mishnah concludes by saying, V'chein Hamarech. This is the rolling pin. That's also Tameh, it's Mekabel Tumah, even though it has no Teich, because the Chamur Geizer, Amshute Klei Eitz, if it has a tzuras keli, that it's mekabel tum. So chazing over, basically, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that as much as we have been repeating again and again, that pshute klei eitz are not mekabel tuma. There has to be a container. Like almost everything else, there are exceptions where chazal were geyser tuma. For example, in the case of aruva shel nachtoimim, these boards that bakers use to organize the bread right before the baking, they look like a keli, so they're tameh, midrabanan, wherever those of the balabatim are tahar, unless the balabatim painted it or set it up, then it also looks like a keli, then they too have this tumah midrabanan. If you take a metal flat board, metal is tameh, pshutek lematchis is tameh, but you attach it to the wall, Rabbi Eliezer says, tar. The Chachamim say, no. You can't take a ready keli and attach it to the wall and say it becomes tar. Then we learned about this board that the bakers use. It's made out of wood. It's what they use to knead on. This one, however, is flat, so the official baker's one is also Tameh, again, even though it's Pshutek Le'etz, but it has the Suras Keli. Chazal felt that there was a need to be Geizer Tumah on it. The Balabatim version is Tar. If they built a rim around it, and all four sides it's Tameh, then it would be Tameh Menatayre, because it has a Teich. But if one side broke open, and now you only have three sides, so it is Tar. Shimon says, if the Balabas, even the Balabas, not the baker, painted it or prepared it and said, this is my official board, I'm going to cut the dough on it, then it's Tameh. Again, it is a Tumah Midrabanan, and the same is true for the rolling pin. Even though it shouldn't be Tameh Minataira, because it's Pshutek Le'etz, it is Tameh as a Gzeira, the Chazal gave, because it has a Tzuras Keli.